Hey everyone, I'm doing a surprise live because I added a camp bonus and I want to tell you guys all about it. But while I let people come in, just want to tell you I'm coming in hot, literally. I just got off the treadmill. It's storming here in Nashville. We've got all kinds of rain, all kinds of shit going on. But so I did my run on the treadmill. If you don't know, I am between now and June 19th, I am doing a race. So just like you guys, like a lot of you are setting camp as a big goal and wanting to it's like that reboot that you need. And it's that little bit of like focus for you. I do the same things for myself. So I decided I was going to do a 10-mile race in June. It's a race I've always wanted to do. And I've always been on vacation, never been able to go. And it's called the RC Moon Pie. So I am training for it. And today I got on my treadmill and did 5 miles while watching some self-development. I will tell you, it's not as fun as the Greenway. Just letting you know. All right. So since you guys are here, we have decided, excuse me, to add a camp bonus. So one of the things that I really wanted to do is with the Ending Self-Sabotage Camp, and it, like, for me, it's really special because self-sabotage is one of those things that it's a deep topic. We have a nice bonus course on it right now, but it's one of those topics where I think it deserves so much of your attention and it needs so much of your focus that I want as many of you, not only at camp weekend as we possibly can get. So you have the virtual option and you have the in-person option. But I was sitting there thinking about how do I get all of you there ready to really know, like, all right, I know my patterns. I know the things that are going on so that when you arrive, you're just ready to work. So we're adding a bonus called weekly co-planning sessions. This is something that I was just sitting around thinking about what would you need between now and camp that would really help you, number one, figure out what is working for you with some guidance. So I think that that's the most important thing. This is not a, let me figure out what a shit show I am so I can show up for camp. This is more about letting you see the balance of how much control you actually have in your life so that when you get to camp, all we're left with is like, you know what's working, you know what control you have, you can make easy tweaks to the easy things to get out of your way so that when you get to camp, you're actually really working on things that are on that unconscious level. So self-sabotage, what you'll learn camp weekend, is defined as the unconscious thinking that's driving our visual self-destructive behaviors. So it's all of the things that we do when we say things like, I know what I should do, but for some reason, like when it's time to do it, I just can't. Like I just don't. I don't even think about doing the things that would get me to my goals. And that's always because somewhere deep down, and when I say deep down, do not think this is like we need to do some my daddy drama and all that kind of stuff. That is not what I'm talking about. It is these hidden tapes that run in the background of our lives. The thoughts and the beliefs that we really don't hardly ever hear. Like, so your brain has 60,000 thoughts a day. 57,000 of them you're never going to hear unless you really learn how to find them. Like, what is signaling that they're there? Like, where's the smoke in our life to show us the direction of where to go and hunt and dig and find? So what I want is I want to have these co-planning sessions for you guys where you are going to be spending every week a little bit of time with the coaches and the whole community. So we're going to do something radically different that we've never done before, where you're going to spend some time planning your week, working with a small group in a Zoom meeting. So we're going to do it like we do camp, where everybody's on screen when you first come in. So let me tell y'all when these are, just in case you guys are going to ask me. We'll find it real quick. They're going to be every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time. So you'll come to a co-planning session. A coach will start. And what they're going to do is they're going to tell you, here's how I'm planning for the week. They're going to go over their weekly plan. And they're going to talk to you about the questions they ask themselves, the things that they consider. How do they put their favorite foods on their plan? How do they choose to get towards their goals and stuff? Then we're going to break you guys off into subgroups. So You will be in a big meeting where you can see everyone. You turn a camera off if you don't want to. No one will be able to hear you. We're going to mute you on entry. And then you're going to go into these small breakout groups. And y'all are going to plan together for a portion of the training or of the co-planning session. That's why it's called co-planning. So you're going to get to hear ideas from other members. For a lot of you, you'll get to just meet new members. You'll probably make some buds in there. This is kind of how we start getting to know people inside the membership. And then we're going to give you guys some guidance. Like, this is what we want you to discuss while you're in your groups. So we'll tell you how to do that. Then what we're going to do is we're going to bring you back at the end for about a 15 to 20 minute lightning round Q&A and coaching. So we either will call on people to ask their, we'll probably just call on people rapid fire to ask their questions. Like, this came up in our group, or we were wondering about this, all kinds of stuff. If you make the time to attend these sessions or even some of these sessions, here's what I can promise. You will know way more about how to set up a week successfully for yourself. You will really learn over the course of time, like, this is what it really looks like to set up my week, think ahead of time, and make things easier on myself so that when I do my daily planning each day, I'm really just zeroing in on what's going on today. You will also start finding all your clear patterns, things that aren't working. You will be able to brainstorm with people like, hey, this came up for me this week. This is what I planned last week. This is what happened. I need to make sure that this going forward plan addresses some of that. This is just going to give you guys a really good opportunity to do some pre-work before camp. I think that this is super important. And it's one of those things that I want you guys to do it specifically if you're coming for ending self-sabotage, because by the time you get to the end, you will come to camp with a list of the legit things like, all right, as Corinne's teaching, I know what I need to be working on. I won't be wasting my time with the easy shit. I will actually be truly working on these unconscious thoughts that are driving my self-destructive behaviors. So basically, sooner you sign up, guess what? The sooner you get co-planning sessions. The longer you wait, the less sessions you get. Now, I will say they will not be recorded. And they're not going to be recorded because the vast majority of the sessions are going to be, breakouts. We might try to record the very beginning when the coach talks and the very end and have like at least one for you guys to watch. So that if you miss one, you've got this one you can watch. But the recording would kind of stink because we can't record when people are in breakout sessions. So it's there for you to attend, though. It's there for you to get some help. It's there for you to show up and be able to talk to a coach, find out what a coach actually does, work with the community on figuring out like, all right, this is what I need help with. It's a lot like crowdsourcing. So if you don't know about camp, make sure you go over to the membership, pnptribe.com, and look for the events section where all the camp information is and get signed up. We have just a few spots left for the in-person. And for all of you who are coming in person, we have like special swag that you guys are going to get. So everybody who's coming to camp gets a swag box. So all of our virtual members, guys, you're getting an amazing swag box. I'm going to do a little party when we get the box here. I think everything's in but one thing. So they're sending me one so I can show you guys what you're actually going to get. It's always jackloaded with good shit, though. I'm just going to tell you right now. We do not skimp on our swag boxes. If you're coming in person, each day you're getting some bonus swag. You're getting a little bit of extras. You're also going to get, if you're in person, on Sunday, we are going to have it's either Saturday or Sunday. During lunch, our coaches are going to be on stage where you guys can ask them anything. A lot of times you guys are telling me, it's like, Krim, we listen to you, we listen to you, we listen to you all the time. We would love to be able to pick the coach's brains. So for the in-person people, while we're all at lunch, we're not going to record it and we're not going to beam it out because the crew has to take a lunch. I can't just work them all the way through, guys. As much as I'd love to, not allowed. So while they're all at lunch, we're going to do a special panel Q&A for all the in-person people with the coaches. And we also are going to be having a selfie booth outside where we have this big area where you can take selfies with a, like, it's like, it's not just with your camera. What we're going to do is we're have a big setup to where you can get your own pictures made, all the things, and it will be sent directly to your email address or texted to you. So you don't have to even worry about using your phone. So we've got some level ups coming at this camp, which are going to be awesome. All right. Do y'all have any questions? If attending in person, will anything be mailed to us or do we pick up the swag boxes at the hotel? All of your in-person event people, all your swag will be at the hotel. You just need to bring your gorgeous face. That's all you need to do. Like, don't be like bringing, like thinking that we're going to mail you anything. You are going to arrive and you're going to enter the land of no BS. Like, we are taking over the hotel and our entire area is going to be transformed into the no BS land. And so we will be giving you your swag. You are going to be welcomed. You're going to be treated like it's red carpet. I mean, it's, we go all out for our in-person events, guys. I can't wait until we can have the big one so that more of you can come. So also, when is the first section? The swag box, I don't know if you'll need a whole extra suitcase. Let me show you about the size of the box. Hang on, I've got last time's box in here somewhere. Oh, y'all didn't just see my ass. I'm sure it was straight in the air. This is about the size of the box. So this is about how much room you're going to need extra in your suitcase. Now, you don't have to hold that, have that whole box. You can take all the packaging out and like put it in your suitcase. So maybe about half the room of this. I am sure y'all got a big shot of my ass. Girls, I ain't even got no panties on. Will you email us about this weekly Zoom call? Yes. So when you sign up for camp, and if you've already signed up for camp, you're already in this bonus. So you don't have to worry about not getting the bonus. But each week we are going to be sending a reminder email out for to all the campers that your Zoom call is starting now. So it'll have your link and everything in it. The first session of camp is Friday, 12 p.m. Central Time. And the virtual doors and in-person doors will open at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. The co-planning calls will start every Sunday starting April 4th at 2 p.m. and they will go through May 9th, 2 p.m. Central Time. If attending in person, will any... Oh, I've already answered that question. Let's see. Yeah, I know, like, guys, I really get that next week is Easter, but please remember that our entire membership does not celebrate Easter. We have worldwide clients from all types of cultures and all types of religions and stuff. I know that Easter, a lot of us celebrate Easter and stuff, but we try to also make sure that we're just very aware that that we want to be able to offer things, even for our members who are, you know, aren't celebrating particular holidays like we do. Like, you know, like I'm Catholic. So there you go. But every, like all the other Sundays, probably in check for a lot of people. So these classes are only for people who sign up for camp because these co-planning sessions are designed to help us hit the ground running when we hit the camp weekend. That is the purpose behind all of this. Let's see. And guys, if you are like, well, I, you know, how will I know how to do my weekly plan? We still have your back. So even if you like say, Grant, I can't do camp. It's not in my wheelhouse this time. No worries. If you go over to the No BS and you look in module one, there's a small video now called Planner. And inside that video, we now actually have a short planner course for all of you, which has a video about weekly planning. So even if you can't do these co-planning things, we just released a brand new, like, here's how you do your planner. So for any of you that are like, I would really like to learn how to use my weekly planner, I would suggest you go over and use it. If you haven't watched that video yet, which most of you haven't because it just released 3 or 4 days ago, I would suggest you go over there and watch that. And then in your accountability groups, guess what? Y'all can have some co-planning sessions. If we want to make it work, we always find a way. Boom. All right, let's see if there's any other questions. If I miss the first Zoom class, will I be behind for the rest of them? No, everyone, it won't matter. Each one of them is just a co-planning session. So each time, it's going to be the same format every single time. Session one or session five. Coach is going to share their plan, and each week you're going to get a new coach. So we're going to like be rotating our coaches out. So they're going to share how they're planning and how they look at their week and the unique things they do. We're going to break off into groups. You guys are going to get together. You're going to make your plan. It's a really good way for accountability for a lot of you too. But you're going to make your plans. You're going to discuss what's working, what didn't work last week, and what you're going to do. There ain't going to be no boo-hoo. We're going to talk to you about how not to do that. And then you're going to come back, and we're going to just have rapid-fire Q&A where we're just going to call on people and let them ask their question, and then we're going to be in and out in 60 minutes. If we signed up for camp, we're automatically put in this. Yep. You don't have to do anything else if you're already signed up for camp. Can you attend the sessions? Can you only attend? Oh, yeah, I've already answered that. All right. Well, that's it. I just wanted to come on and share that with you guys. I am sweaty. I am like stinky. So I need to make sure that I go take a shower. Y'all have a good day. I will see you tomorrow at noon for open coaching, 12 p.m. Central Time. I cannot wait to, you know, well, y'all think, I don't know why y'all think I yell at you. Like, I think I yell at you like in Q&As, but I think when I'm coaching, I think if y'all have noticed that I have become like a very just like, let's solve your shit coach. I wouldn't say I take it down. I've taken it down a notch. I'm still cussing like I normally do, and I still get riled up. But I definitely, for all of you who are scared to get coached by me, I have, I don't drink as much coffee before we go in these days. Let's put it that way. All right. You guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.